Tape script 3.2.
Look, there's a really interesting programme on tonight. It's called Visionaries. It's about the future.
What time is it on?
8:30. Oh, it's just started. I'll switch it on.
Then the most important natural threat we should be concerned about is asteroids or comets. In the next 100 years, there's a 1 in 1,000 chance of a kilometre-sized object hitting the Earth. The effect would be devastating. Probably half the population would die.
Half the population?
Yeah, that's incredible. But I definitely won't be worrying about comets in 100 years' time.
I wouldn't be so sure. Some scientists are predicting that we'll all be living to the age of 130 or more.
Oh, that's scary.
Even more exciting than that, we'll start seeing intelligence in computers. Not the kind of intelligence people claimed for Deep Blue when it became the world chess champion. No, I mean genuine intelligence. By about the year 2200, humans will almost certainly have merged with computers. Though, I have to say, I don't like the idea much. In fact, it'll be very embarrassing, because it means we won't be the most intelligent beings on the planet.
What does he mean, we'll have merged with computers? That sounds terrifying.
I don't know. It sounds like science fiction to me.
Perhaps he means we'll be spending more and more of our time working on computers. You know, we'll be more dependent on them.
I'm not so sure. It doesn't sound as simple as that. You know, like nowadays, people have pacemakers fitted to control their heartbeat. Well, maybe in 100 years' time, we'll all have been fitted with other kinds of devices, like those virtual reality helmets you wear on your head.
You mean like some kind of brain implant? So we'll all be walking around with computer chips in our brains, telling us what to do.
Yeah, and what to think.
That sounds horrendous.
The impact of information technology means enormous change. In the fairly short term, half of the entire workforce will be working from home for at least part of their time. It also means that there will be massive unemployment, and so fewer people will be paying tax. It is my estimate that by the year 2100, nations as we now know them will have broken up and been replaced by smaller economic units, regions, states possibly, or even independent large cities. I see no reason, for instance, why London should not become independent.
Incredible. I don't believe any of it.
It's too frightening even to think about.
This means, of course, that there'll be first and second class citizens. The identity card of the future will be a credit card, and the better your credit, the higher up the citizen ladder you will be.
I haven't even got a credit card, so where does that leave me, I wonder?
Better off than me. I've got a credit card, but at the moment I'm nearly up to my limit.
I've had enough of this. I'm turning it off.